line after he'd been to the hospital to visit, and one time I spent at least an hour with him, trying to ease his pain. There wasn't much I could say. I knew that. But Jeff told me later how really close he'd felt to me after that. It was around that time when he shocked the hell out of me. He asked me one day if I seriously wanted to visit. I said yes, of course, but I knew my parents would never allow it. He explained he'd like to buy me a plane ticket to come stay with him in England. I couldn't believe my luck. Was he serious? He said if I wanted to live there, he would let me move into his place and he'd take care of me. Images flooded my mind of living with him, loving him, and being cared for by him. How could I say no? Jeff UK.
Hey, Scott. What's going on?
Homeboy S. Nothing much. Just finished up my homework for the night. How are you? Jeff UK.
Great. I get to talk to you, so that makes my night.
I could feel my face heating up. Jeff knew how to embarrass me in a good way. Jeff UK.
You've been thinking about our conversation?
Homeboy S. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get there. Jeff UK.
Me either. I want to share my life with you. It'll be great. My apartment is only one bedroom. You can sleep on the couch, or you can crash with me.
Homeboy S. Jeff UK.
Scott, it's cool if you don't want to sleep in the same bed. It's not a requirement for living with me.
Homeboy S. Oh, no, it's not that. I just never, you know. Jeff UK.
Are you telling me you're a virgin?
I was embarrassed and couldn't answer the question. I didn't want him to think I was some kind of hopeless geek and change his mind about inviting me to live with him. I needn't have worried. Apparently, Jeff wanted to put my mind at ease. Jeff UK.
If you are, it's totally cool. I think someone is going to be getting a great gift one day.
I knew a smile was spreading across my face. He really did care for me. I knew I was in love with Jeff. I wanted to spend the rest of my life making him happy. There wasn't anything I wouldn't do for him. Homeboy S. Yeah, I've never done anything. I'm not real popular in my neighborhood. Most of the guys assume I think I'm too good for them because I don't go to public school. That's not it at all, but I can't make them understand. There were other things they did, but I didn't want to discuss those with Jeff. Jeff UK.
Don't worry about it. 4 more weeks and you'll be with me. I promise you, it's going to be great for both of us. I love you, Scotty.
When I read those words, my heart soared. I'd waited so long to hear them from someone, anyone. I wrapped my arms around myself and squeezed, imagining it was Jeff. That night, I went to sleep with a wide smile on my face. As the weeks wore on, I became increasingly jittery. For the most part, my parents and I tolerated each other, but they expected me to follow in my father's footsteps and become an architect like him. I didn't want to do that. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life, but I knew that wasn't it. The more I thought about it, the more having Jeff take care of me and allowing me to take care of him appealed to me. I wanted to clean for him, cook his meals, be there to love him when he wanted. Leaving the house held such terrors for me from the other guys in the neighborhood. Being so small, I was easy to pick on. I got pushed around on the rare times I did venture out. Even though I had turned 18 nearly a month ago, I was still slight enough to be a prime target. Eventually, it became easier to stay at home, which suited my parents just fine. But not me. I was lonely. I wanted someone to put their arms around me and hold me close. I wanted what Jeff offered. A home and someone to love me. I think I would have done pretty much anything to have that. Two great things happened 4 weeks later. The mail had my passport and an envelope from Jeff containing my one-way plane ticket to England, as well as everything I needed for obtaining a 2-year visitor's visa. Wow, there were so many steps, but I didn't care. It would be worth it. I literally hugged the passport. This was really happening. I knew one thing in that moment. There was no way I was letting it out of my sight. I couldn't risk my parents coming across it. From now on, where I went,